So the Connecting Link program, the three phases, one each year, has been approved. What's going to happen in the summer of 2022?
So in 2022, we're going to be continuing where we left off last fall. We're going to be going from Ontario Boulevard to Mount Joy Street. And 2023, the phase goes from Mount Joy to Cedar, and then 2024, Cedar to Brunette. So that's basically covers off most of the urbanized area, the highly dense, the densely populated areas, and the ones with the most infrastructure as well. So and the oldest infrastructure. So that was the urgency to get those done.
Now the final phase in what 3 years from now, 2 years from now, will include taking out the underpass.
Yes. So the year before, so in 2023, we will be installing a snowmobile crossing that would cross just west of the Esso Gas Bar across to the Hollinger Park. So once that's in place, we'll be in a position in 2024 to remove the overpass.
Okay, and that'll mean leveling the road off at that
Yeah,
location too.
correct. That area is prone to flooding. Probably every 2 or 3 years it floods, and we all know it's our main thoroughfare, and so that's something that we're very eager to rectify.
Okay, now this summer, probably all the businesses along that stretch from Terrio to Mountjoy have alternate entries and exits, except one big notable one. What's going to happen with the beer store?
So those again, typically the contractor has in their contract that he has to maintain access. So those are discussions. Obviously we have to get this approved by council before we can speak to the shop owners, because there's no authority to proceed. But so that those are discussions we're going to be having shortly with those shop owners. Sometimes brewers, retails will tend to put things in trailers. I'm not saying that's what's happening there, but there are some options. There's certainly going to be some inconveniences. They do have other locations that can serve the public as well. So we're going to work and minimize the disruption as much as we can.
And people will remember that last year there was entrances maintained into some of the businesses along there. I'm thinking of Shaka Patat and a couple others, not off the top of my
Yeah,
head,
there
but.
were. There's another place that I think it's a little bit western, I believe. They have a dog grooming
That was
place,
the
and
one.
so the accesses were maintained. When there's a street that runs parallel, the leisure people can access. But certainly, that is a consideration in the contract. That contractors are very aware of these situations and certainly work with. I think they worked well with the business owners. And it was good communication, so we plan to continue that.
Okay, so yeah, you're confident that the flow of beer into and out of the beer store will continue.
They'll have a vested interest in maintaining that,
For sure. Okay, anything you want to add? Anything you want people to be aware of? Oh,
No,
and
I think.
go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're looking forward to doing the reconstruction, and we need the motorists to be patient. There's going to be detours. There's going to be some slow down in their commutes. But again, it's one of these necessary evils. We have to replace all the lines. There's piping in there that's in some cases over 100 years old, right? So it's time, and it's very difficult to reconstruct it without causing some inconvenience to the motoring public. But I think if we gauge it on last year's project, it went very well. People use the detours properly, and so yeah, there's going to be some patience required. And I think people adjust their commute based on those shutdowns as well, so they'll adjust their commutes and take alternate routes, and those who have to use the prescribed detours, like I said, there's some patience required at certain times of the day because there's a lot of people trying to move through the city. It is our main thoroughfare.
Yeah, when Dennis Wilhelm was mayor, his one of his catchphrases was short-term pain for long-term gain. So there
That's
it is.
correct.
Do you
And
have
I think if you look at the sections that we've done. The commute, we shouldn't always focus on the negative. After you see the product that we got, better lighting, smoother pavement, and again, that connecting link is the engine of our city. It's all the goods and services in our minds depend on it. So it's important to get something that'll last us for years to come.
Okay. Any dates to start construction and when it might be over?
So again, this just went to council on the last Thursday. So we're gonna be setting up a pre-construction meeting with the contractor, talking about exactly those things. From our perspective, once we get the consultation with the public done, we hope that the contractor can start as early as possible. The completion is going to be sometime in October, same as last year. We're bound by weather here. We don't have a long construction season, so that's why it's important to get started and do a lot of